The Mandaeans probably number fewer than 100,000 in the whole world, and until 2003 most of them lived in Iraq. Not all of them are religious, as I discovered when I had my second encounter with a Mandaean, this time in a cafe in Manhattan in 2009. Nadia Gatton was visiting the United States from Britain, which had given her asylum. Though she had left Iraq, she remained, as she put it, hardcore Iraqi. We're matter-of-fact people, not interested in glamour. I'm emotional, passionate, not like Europeans. Brought up in a left-wing family in the Baghdad suburbs, Nadia saw herself as Iraqi first and Mandaean second. Her friends came from many different religions, and her parents were not especially observant. I was taught nothing about religion, she went on, only moral rules, not to lie, not to steal, always to remember that I was a woman. The Mandaean holy books were not available for Nadia to read, as they were kept by priests in a chapel called the Mandi. Her family did not pray, and in their home in Baghdad, which she described to me, it would have taken a sharp eye to spot anything that marked them as different from other middle-class, secular Iraqi families. It was an absence, not a presence, that would meet the eye at first. The walls were not decorated with the sacred writing of the Quran, nor any photograph of the great Kaaba of Mecca, with thousands of white-clad pilgrims circling it, nor, as the Shia Muslims tend to have, a portrait of Imam Hussein. On a closer look, a privileged visitor might have seen more evidence of Mandaeanism. A discreet picture of the Darfesh hung on the wall of the living room. The family's white baptismal robes and girdles, used for sacred immersions in the water of the Tigris River, were stored in a cupboard kept free from all impurity, ready for the rare occasions when they would be needed. Nadia was brought up in Baghdad, but her family had only moved there in the 1970s. Before then, they had lived in a small town in the south of Iraq called Souk ash-Shuyuk, literally the Elder's Market. Nadia's father had been a teacher there, with a small gold shop as a side business. And it was when the family went back there for Mandaean festivals that Nadia really experienced her religion properly, spending time with her devout grandparents. In an old photo that Nadia showed me, I saw her grandfather. Surrounded by children dressed in Western-style clothes, he was an old man with a long beard and a red and white...